This is Meredith Pierce answering the question, to what extent will the Oceans Protection Plan affect Canada's coastline and marine ecosystems? On November 9, 2016, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, announced the Oceans Protection Plan. Trudeau stated that the Canadian government will put $1.5 billion towards implementation of the plan. The plan includes many different provisions, including expanding the Coast Guard, research into tanker traffic and marine mammals, and research into how oil spills affect marine environments. This comes less than a month after a major oil spill off the coast of Bella Bella, British Columbia. The Bella Bella accident spilled over 100,000 liters of diesel fuel into the ocean. Canada has faced multiple major oil spills in the past few years, and this has caused citizens to push for environmental legislation. Canada has the longest coastline in the world, and it must be preserved. The Ocean Protection Plan has positives and negatives, and will therefore have a moderate effect on Canada's ecosystems. The research in tanker traffic should, in theory, cause the number of marine collisions involving whales and oil tankers to decrease. Tanker traffic research would include when whales move through certain areas, and when tankers should move through these areas in order to avoid running into pods of marine mammals. The research into marine ecosystems is meant to help the government develop better response to future oil spills. These oil spills have ravaged Canada's coast and have been harmful to marine mammals as they cannot survive in contaminated waters. Eco Magazine reported that Canada will be better equipped, better regulated, and better prepared to protect marine environments and coastal communities. The fish and animals that live in Canadian waters will definitely benefit from the results of the plan. The Oceans Protection Plan creates regulations for first responders when responding to oil spills, and these regulations will help Canada avoid another failure similar to Bella Bella and will increase safety for animals put in danger by the possible spills. In theory, the plan would have a powerful effect on Canada's marine environments. In practice, the plan has limitations that will hold the plan back from its full potential. One main limitation is its time span. The plan is set to be implemented over 5 years. The time frame is so long that citizens would be unable to grasp the changes that affect the environment, and technological advances could affect the country in unforeseen ways. Another limitation is the plan's ambiguity. The plan is vague when considering implementation. For instance, the plan states that research will be provided to mariners, but it does not say what the mariners must do with the information. Instead, Canadians must blindly hope that the mariner uses the research to keep marine animals safe from harm. On another note, the Kinder Morgan pipeline was halted in its approval process until the Oceans Protection Plan was passed. The Kinder Morgan pipeline has since been approved and is set to be installed later this year. The coordination of the pipeline and the plan make it appear that the plan was purely a political move and not actually geared towards helping the environment. Chris Hatch of the National Observer says, like an arsonist who buys his victim a fire extinguisher before he sets their house on fire, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the $1.5 billion Oceans Protection Plan. Many feel that the plan is just a mask to hide the approval of the dangerous Kinder Morgan pipeline. It is possible that the plan will not be implemented to its full potential since the media and citizens' attention is now on the pipeline instead of the pro-environmental plan. In short, the plan will have a positive effect on the environment, but its limitations and motives will hold the plan back from achieving its full potential. Canada's tanker traffic will be reduced, but the Kinder Morgan pipeline will cause a greater danger of oil spills. The Canadian government must be more specific in the future when discussing implementation of their plans to assist the environment. The director of Oceana, Canada's executive committee, Josh Logren, says that the plan is only one step in ensuring that Canada actually gets up to world-class in protection of our ocean resources. The government must be direct when telling citizens when they are expected to do what they are expected to do with research. In the future, more specific and direct information regarding implementation will create a safer and more regulated marine environment. As it stands, the Ocean Protections Plan will have a moderate positive impact on Canada's coastline and marine ecosystem.